This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. The start of another year brings a slew of new state laws taking effect. Several states, including California, Colorado, and Michigan, have expanded gun safety rules. Restrictions on health care for transgender youth take effect in Idaho, Louisiana, and West Virginia. Illinois is banning book bans in state-funded libraries. And more than 20 states rang in the new year by raising the minimum wage. Workers in Hawaii will get a bump of $2 an hour to a minimum of $14 an hour. Maryland and New Jersey will hit or exceed $15 for the first time. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more on what these increases mean for workers.
This New Year's Day, workers making the minimum wage in 22 states got a raise.
And according to our analysis, that is going to increase wages for almost 10 million workers.
That's Sebastian Martinez Hickey, who tracks the minimum wage at the Economic Policy Institute. He says more than half the workers getting a minimum wage hike are women. About 11% are Black and more than a third are Hispanic. 43-year-old July Monroy makes $17 an hour, just above the minimum wage in Los Angeles, where she's a manager at McDonald's.
My check is only like $800 every 2 weeks.
That barely covers Monroy's rent and other bills, so she cleans houses to make extra money. Monroy is a single mom with 5 kids, all young adults. Her youngest son is 18 and still lives with her. 2 other sons in Texas also struggle to make ends meet, making the minimum wage there. Monroy says that's
$7 or like $7.25 probably.
She's right. $7.25 an hour is the federal minimum wage, and Texas is one of 20 states at that rate. Monroy says her sons are also in community college, and if she has any money left at the end of the month, it goes straight to them.
They live in Texas. That don't matter if they do like 38, 40 hours. They don't make it more than $500 for every 2 weeks.
So her 2 sons in Texas are getting by on about $1,000 a month each.
Yeah, those are the stories that just make your hair raise.
That is Amy Glassmeyer, a professor of economic geography at MIT. She helped develop the living wage calculator, which estimates what workers across the country would need to earn to cover the cost of living. They load prices for things like childcare, housing, transportation, and food into the calculator, and it spits out the living wage for a particular state or city. Invariably, Glassmeyer says,
the minimum wage in almost every location in the United States does not cover a living wage.
Glassmeyer says even the highest minimum wage at $17 an hour doesn't cut it. She says a livable wage nationwide would be closer to $25 an hour. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.